USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least 19 people were killed, including 9 children, when the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years burned through a Bronx, New York apartment high-rise Sunday morning. The 5-alarm blaze was blamed on a malfunctioning space heater. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro.
This fire began in an apartment that spans 2 floors on the 2nd and 3rd floor of the building. It started in a malfunctioning electric space heater. That was the cause of the fire.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Actor and comedian Bob Saget died Sunday. He was 65 years old. It's being reported Saget passed away in his hotel room at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. Hotel security found Saget in his room. Cause of death is still yet to be determined. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York Post is reporting House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi has raked in tens of millions of dollars with her knowledge of the stock market. So it's no surprise that she is also blocking bipartisan efforts to prevent members of Congress from engaging in such activity. Lawmakers inherently have insider information. Pelosi is not breaking any laws, though. In 2012, Congress themselves enacted the Stock Act, letting members of the House and Senate buy and sell stocks using privileged information as long as they reveal their trades within 45 days of buying them. The world's number one tennis player, Novak Djokovic, won his visa appeal against the Australian government on Monday. Australian federal court quashed the government's decision to cancel the Serbian tennis star's visa on Monday, ending his detention and appearing to clear a path for him to play in the Australian Open. The 34-year-old was fighting deportation and the cancellation of his visa over the country's very strict COVID-19 rules. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
As we await the ruling from the Supreme Court on two of President Biden's vaccine mandates, Justice Clarence Thomas questions Brian Fletcher, the U.S. Principal Deputy Solicitor General.
Counsel, are you relying on 1302A?
The Secretary invoked, that's the Secretary's general rulemaking authority under the Social Security Act, and he invoked that general rulemaking authority as he typically does when he makes rules under the Act, but we're not relying primarily or on that. We're instead relying on specific authorities as to each category of covered providers that allow the Secretary to set standards that set the requirements for their participation in Medicare and Medicaid.
I don't understand what you just said.
I'm sorry. The answer is yes, but not only on 1302. We also have specific statutes that speak to each of the covered providers here.
So if I look at the language in 1302, which says that the Secretary shall make and publish such rules and regulations as may be necessary to the efficient administration of the functions with which each is charged under this chapter, you say there is more than that authorizing the Secretary?
Correct, yes.
What is that more?
So the more is set forth, it's different as to each category of providers. So take hospitals, they're the additional authority which authorizes the Secretary to set such requirements as he finds necessary in the interest of the health and safety of patients in Medicare and Medicaid.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.